USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has announced a new push to fight the surge of COVID cases brought on by Omicron. He says he's directed his staff to buy 500 million more COVID tests for distribution. He also said he's sending teams to areas where the virus is surging to help with overwhelmed hospitals.
Today, I'm announcing our next deployment of 6 additional federal medical teams, a total of more than 120 military medical personnel, to 6 hard-hit states.
They're heading to New York, New Jersey, Michigan, Ohio, Rhode Island, and New Mexico. This comes as the number of Americans hospitalized with COVID-19 hits new record highs. Biden also said they're making high-quality masks available to everyone for free. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 or more per month with MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. You get access to a massive network of providers and 24/7 telehealth. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, and it's more than just affordable healthcare, too. You get to be part of a community of Christians who pray for each other and support each other. But here's why now is the time to make the switch. Join before January 15th, and they'll waive your new member fee, so you'll save another $170 right off the bat. Call now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is January 15th, so you can save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The talks have stalled between NATO and Russia over the buildup of Russian troops at the Ukrainian border. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Reporting that has suggested we're going to reduce the number of troops we have deployed or somehow cut back on our overall force posture in Europe, those reports are wrong.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has reversed the State Paroles Board decision to grant parole to Sirhan Sirhan, the man convicted of killing Robert F. Kennedy more than 50 years ago, saying he remains a threat to society. Sirhan was convicted and originally sentenced to death, but was commuted to life in prison for fatally shooting Senator Robert Kennedy, the former Attorney General under his brother, President John F. Kennedy, on June 5, 1968, at the Los Angeles Ambassador Hotel. 5 bystanders were also shot, all of whom survived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The January 6th committee is looking to find information from top GOP leaders. USA's Lance Pry has the story.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
The answer could be very clear. Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
The man who drove his car through a crowd of people at a Christmas parade a month ago is now facing new charges.
The black nationalist suspected in a domestic terror attack in Wisconsin is facing 71 new charges. Prosecutors updating a criminal complaint before Daryl Brooks is due in court on Friday for a hearing. It includes 61 counts of recklessly endangering safety and 6 counts of hit and run. He was already charged with killing an 8-year-old boy and 5 adults. Police say he crashed his SUV through barricades and targeted white performers and attendees at a parade 4 days before Thanksgiving in Waukesha, Wisconsin. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.